Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Mike Schrock. Mike is a starting wide receiver for the Charleston football team, is one of the top returning players for next season as he had over 300 yards and 19 touchdowns this past season. Michael, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Definitely.
To start, thinking about where you've been at these past two seasons as one of the top players at any level in terms of production and tape, but what have you been working on this offseason, Mike, in order to take your game to that next level?
You know, I've been working on mostly the basics, you know, my hips, flexibility, you know, speed, route running. That's basically the gist of what I've been working on this offseason.
And Mike, what do you think you did after your redshirt sophomore year going into redshirt junior year? Like Jack said, 19 touchdowns, over 1,300 yards. What do you think you did that allowed you to have such a high level of success?
Basically, it's just been, you know, it's just been keeping up, trying to stay consistent. Consistency was just the key for me and staying hungry.
We have seen, Mike, the way you've progressed over the course of your career, but take us back to high school. What was that recruiting process like, and how did you end up playing for the Golden Eagles?
Coming out of high school was definitely a roller coaster for me. You know, there was a few schools interested, and one day I met Connor Freeland. He's a coach here at the University of Charleston, and I took a visit here. I liked it. I liked Coach Patrick Kirkland, our head coach here. And I said I wanted to be a Golden Eagle, and it worked out.
And Mike, going back to your redshirt sophomore year, you broke the single-season record for receiving yards. Did that give you any momentum going into your junior season?
Yes, it was definitely motivating for me because with me, I always try to better myself each year. I always want to break any record that I have. And that was like, for me, that was more of the start to like the start of record breaking years for me. So I tried to carry that and I made myself better on top of that.
You talk about trying to better yourself year in and year out. We see what you did last season. Do you have any goals for next year or things you have in mind about what you want to accomplish during your final year of collegiate football?
Well, my main goal, I'm more of a team player, so I definitely want to come out with a conference championship this year. And so I feel we have a really high chance of doing that this year. Obviously, I also want to break, as far as personal goals, I want to break my records, but conference championship for me, that would be a dream come true for my college career.
Mike, a lot of the athletes we talk to decide to take a redshirt year after they leave high school and arrive to whatever college they go to. But why did you decide to take a redshirt year?
You know, the redshirt year was basically more to, you know, learn the system, get adjusted, also, you know, just to get ready for the upcoming season because I know I had a lot of time going into it and I wanted to develop more. So that was what the redshirt year was used for, just basically development.
Mike, were there any teammates or coaches early on in your career that helped you get adjusted and acclimated to the collegiate game?
When I first came in, there was a guy by the name of Joey Augustin. He was a star receiver. He plays for the BC Lions right now in the Canadian Football League. And he was basically like an idol for me when I first came in because he was able to take me through the steps of being a regular college athlete and, you know, having responsibilities and, you know, being holding myself accountable. So that was one of the players who I looked up to when I came in.
And Mike, whenever someone catches their first touchdown, their first reception, always an unforgettable moment. But for you, what was that feeling like?
It was definitely a moment for me. I mean, when I look at it, I don't really get caught up in a moment like that. I would make the play and then I would get ready for the next one. So I wouldn't think about it until after the game is finished.
Mike, most players, when so they take a redshirt season, then the next year you ended up playing a little bit, but as the redshirt sophomore season truly broke out, what were the biggest differences that you noticed between your redshirt freshman and redshirt sophomore seasons where we saw such a huge jump in production?
The biggest for me was definitely just, you know, getting more serious and down into knowing the insides and out of the game, you know, making myself more tough because, you know, college is a different level of play. So you got to adjust the level of competing. You have to adjust the level of, you know, your mental toughness, your physical toughness. So, you know, just hitting the weight room, getting stronger. I also did track. So, you know, improving my speed and just being able to correlate all of those into one and make myself a better player. So that's where it came from.
And Mike, out of all the defenders that you've had to go up against, especially this past season, which one stood out to you as the best defender you had to go up against?
I went up against many good defenders. I mean, all respect to them. But I feel like the guy from Glenville, Devontae Hood, he was a pretty good defensive back who I went up against. And that was a pretty good game. It was our homecoming game. He had already led the conference in interception, so he was a really good player to go up against.
Going up against players like Devonta and other top-tier players in your conference at the cornerback position, how does that help your development on the football field?
It's definitely a big help because, you know, going up against good individuals will only help make you better. So that's the way how I look at it. The more I'm able to go up against, you know, a star DB, the better I would get. So either way, we both benefiting from going up against each other. So I look at it as just a stepping stone for making myself better.
And Mike, just recently, your former teammate, John Kaminsky, was drafted by the Falcons in the fourth round. Right. We've seen that the players from this Charleston football program have had success stories in the NFL. How has their success motivated you and made you realize that you have a legit shot in playing in the NFL someday?
It's definitely a motivation. I mean, I see it firsthand. I watched him develop. I watched him, you know, come out. I worked every day. I feel like if you use your time wisely, work hard, respect your coaches, do what you have to do, you know what I mean? Hold yourself accountable, hold your teammates accountable. I feel like the sky's the limit. And, you know, like I said, these days, you know, where you at don't matter. I feel like if you're a good player, you could get found anywhere.
Mike, going into your final year of college football, one where you've experienced a lot throughout your years, how are you going to take on a leadership role to help those younger guys who are in a similar position to where you were at as a freshman?
You know, being an upperclassman, you have to take on the leadership role. You have to set positive examples for the guys coming up. Because when I came in, I usually place myself in their shoes. When I came in, I look up to certain guys and I saw the way how they move. So for the freshmen under me who's coming up, I want to carry myself in a position where they could, you know, they could learn from me also and, you know, benefit off of me. And I just want to, you know, go about showing them the rights and wrongs, the do's and don'ts, you know, what to do on and off the field. And don't just say it. I want to also display it.
Obviously, end goal NFL, but from the time that you finish your season next year to the draft, things like the Senior Bowl, Shrine Bowl, Tropical Bowl, Collegiate Bowl take place. Is that something that's on your radar? And is that something that you're working towards for next season?
Oh yes, definitely, definitely. And I feel I'll get a shot at one of them, definitely, you know, but for right now, that's not a worry. I just want to, you know, make myself better and do what I have to do this year, compete, and then I'll worry about that. But that's obviously a goal for me, and it's always been a goal.
Mike, you talked about it earlier, the idea of being able to win a conference championship is a goal of yours for next season. Based on what you've seen from this Charleston team, what do you feel that you guys have to do in order to win your conference this season?
in order for us to do that, I feel we have to build more connection. You know, being a team, it's all about relationships. So I want to be able to, you know, bring the team closer and build stronger relationships so that when we out there, you know, we trust each other more, we're able to communicate on a more different level than the average team would be able to. And, you know, we have to go there and execute what we have been practicing for all of these months now. So that's what I feel is going to take. That's relationship and execution.
And Mike, like I said, Angle NFL, but is there something that you're studying specifically in school for life after football?
Yes, I am studying business administration and communications. My goal, I like the marketing field, and also I want to one day become an entrepreneur. So that's the reason why I'm taking business administration and also communication. So because with the communications, I could also, you know, do TV broadcasts for NFL or track or whatever the case may be.
How important have academics been throughout your entire football career? Because we know a lot of guys focus on football, but in addition to that, how important have academics been for you?
Well, to any athlete who is listening, academics is, to me, more important than football. Because education definitely comes before athletics. And, you know, without your education, without, you know, getting good grades, you won't be able to play. And so that's one thing, you know, also my coaches try to stay on our players about is just keeping good grades, you know, respecting the teachers, doing what you have to do in the classroom. It's definitely been really important.
Mike, we've seen the progression that you've made since your first year at the University of Charleston, but in your opinion, what traits make for a great wide receiver?
Being a person who is coachable. If you a person who's coachable and you know you listen to advice, you go out there, you try different things to make yourself better. You're a hard worker. That's a pretty good trait to have, because I feel the number one is being coachable.
Mike, you get to play under Coach Pat Kirkland. What's it been like playing under him? And can you describe your relationship and how that has grown with him over the course of your career?
Well, the relationship has definitely grew throughout each year. You know, as I got older in the system and as I'm now becoming an upperclassman, he expects more to me than what he would expect for, you know, a freshman coming in, because now I know the insides and outs with the University of Charleston. So I'll be able to, you know, set that example. And he looks at me as one of the top guys. So I have to carry myself that way.
And Mike, film is such an important aspect of the game of football, studying it, breaking it down. But how have your film studying habits progressed as your collegiate career has gone on?
The film study, I came to realize that's really important. You know, watching film, studying what the guys do. You know, as for me, I'm a wide receiver, so I'm more likely to study what the DBs would do. So, you know, going into any games, we normally would watch film on the opposing team. And it's really important, because if you know the defensive schemes that the team played that you're about to go against, then it's easier for you to base your offense off of that. And you could come up with different plays and different games to, you know, defeat that. So it's definitely really important. And it's really grown throughout my years of being here, because now I can go even deeper into the defense.
Are there certain things when watching film, tendencies that you like to look for in defenders to try and exploit that in the game?
Yes, I'm a big, you know, strong physical type of person. So I look to see if the DB is also like that, because you have some DBs who is, you know, physical, and then you have some DBs who is fast. So I look to see what kind of game they.
And Mike, how would you describe the football culture at Charleston?
The football coaching is definitely A1 for me. I feel like they do a really good job and getting the players developed and ready for the next level. And by next level, I mean it could be throughout your career, it could be, you know, football, whatever the case may be, whatever your job may be. I feel the coaches get you ready for the next level outside of the University of Charleston.
In addition to the coaches, how important is it to have strong relationships with your teammates?
I found out it's really important because, you know, I've been on some teams where, you know, many of the players didn't like each other, or, you know, you had different groups who hung out with different people. And it's just when you want to feel like they carry those same traits to the field. So, you know, you don't connect as well. I feel like when you have good relationships with each other, you will be able to connect and communicate the assignments better than what the normal team would do.
Are there any activities when you're not playing football that you like to do with your teammates?
Definitely. I mean, we have a bowling alley right down the street, and normally we'll go there. We'll play. You know, we'll bowl a little bit. That's really fun for us. We like to do that in this area.
Now, thinking about your future, Mike, what would you want scouts or GMs to know about who they're getting and yourself in the locker room?
They'll definitely be getting an athlete that's coachable, first of all. An athlete that, you know, that's going to execute, a playmaker, a person who could just get along with anybody. I'm really easygoing. And so I feel like I'm a great leader and I lead by example.
My hypothetical question, if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
You know, it's crazy. I had like two guys who I would love to be trained by. Number one being, you know, currently who's in the NFL would be Julio Jones, because his physique is more like mine. And so when I look up and I watch different wide receivers, I look for who's like physique is more like mine, whose game style is more like mine. So one would be Julio, and another one who is not playing right now would be Chad Johnson or Chad Ochocinco, whatever you want to call it. And for him, because I feel like he had some of the best routes and some of the best feet who ever played the game. So Julio Jones and Chad Johnson would be the two receivers I would love to get trained by.
Those are great answers. And for our last question, Mike, for any rising high school football player, what is the best piece of advice you could give to them?
Time management is 100% the best advice I could give to them. You know, when you get on the next level from high school to college, you have to use your time wisely. You know, because when you're in college, you're battling not only on the field or whatever sport you play, but you also battling in the classroom. So you have to set out your time and your schedule each day in order for you to, you know, remain successful. Because some people, you know, they fail out because they don't use the time wisely. So time management is definitely key.
That was Mike Strawn with the University of Charleston football team. We really appreciate your time and insight, and best of luck in this upcoming season.
I appreciate it.